OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, May 10th. I'm Trinae Nuri for The Wall Street Journal. A seesaw day on Wall Street ends with stocks mixed. The major indexes swung between gains and losses amid continued uncertainty over inflation, interest rates, and the economy. Stocks opened higher, then by late morning had mostly erased those gains, but later in the afternoon they were in the green again. The S&P 500 ultimately added about 10 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ climbed 114 points, or about 1%. But the Dow Jones Industrials ended down 85 points, its fourth straight daily loss, to close at 32,160. Among individual companies, Peloton Interactive fell 8.7% after the fitness company reported slower quarterly sales and increased losses. Biohaven Pharmaceuticals surged 68% after Pfizer said it would buy the rest of the company for around $11.6 billion. And Duke Realty jumped 3.9% after Prologis said it made an offer to buy the real estate investment trust for about $23.7 billion. Prologis shares fell 5.25%. And Bitcoin stabilized after a steep sell-off. According to CoinDesk, the world's largest cryptocurrency was trading recently at $31,630. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.